sitting in the lobby waiting for Doctor Who and various episodes of Heston to download, I figure I may as well audio boo. Everyone else is on their phone, and there's a woman, I don't know really what they call her, but she's a sort of a flower artist, and she's doing the display in the centre of the hotel. She's been here for like 3 hours, and she's still at it, but it looks gorgeous, all yellow. So today I went to Sanju Sangeru Hall, which is basically this really kind of giant building, very long. And inside there are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of statues of the Bodhisattva Canon, one of my favourite deities. And basically you go in, and no photos or anything, and you walk along the hall, and there are just all these beautiful statues. There's about five rows on top of each other of just this nearly identical statues, but they're not actually identical, they're all made by different people. And then right at the front there are all these beautiful images of other deities. So there's a couple of Hindu ones, there's a couple of Buddhist ones, there's a couple of scary ones. And you walk along and you're just kind of like, wow, the entire place smells of this beautiful incense. There are priests there to do gushuin for you. You can write your, I don't know, they're not really wishes, more requests to the Buddha on cards and candles, and leave them, and they'll be burnt or lit, as the case may be, at the temple. And basically it's just this amazing experience to see this amazing figure of Canon right in the centre, and flanked by all these identical statues just kind of layered on top of each other. Now, Canon is one of my favourite aspects of the goddess anyway. She's the deity or bodhisattva, depending on your point of view, associated with mercy and compassion, which is always a very nice feminine attribute. And unfortunately, she's not always a she, sometimes it's a he. It kind of depends on where you are. Anyway, you go in there and it's just completely awestruck the way that these statues have been made, and it's really quite amazing just to see how, you know, so many people have worked to create this absolute gorgeous national treasure. So that was a brilliant thing, and unfortunately I kind of ran out of money at that point. I spent so much in the souvenir shop. I bought a photo book of the images, because of course you can't take photos, some postcards, my usual collection of gushuin and little, I don't know, they're not really au memory, more just kind of charms and whatnot. And then I bought a beautiful rosary bracelet, and it was just kind of like, wow. So I actually had to go back to Fashion and get more money. I suppose I've not really spent much the previous days apart from transport and food, so it's kind of good to kick back, and it's not like I'm penny pinching or anything. It's just that unfortunately it cost a bit of money. Anyway, so I went back to the hotel, grabbed my bits and pieces, and just sort of decided to go back out again. But this was the main aspect of the morning. And to get a bus ticket as well, which took me straight there. It's great in Japan. If you want to find out where the tourist place is, you just follow the stream of people, usually students, and you will find it. But most of the big tourist places seem to be signposted as well, which is very helpful for me. But yeah, if you're ever in Kyoto, I really do recommend Sanju Sangeru Hall, because it's absolutely stunning. You just can't... It literally brought a tear to my eye. You can't adequately express how amazing this hall is. You know, just filled with all these beautiful statues. Anyway, next bit will all be all about Kiyomizu-dera. So, see you in a minute.